yes, 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 yes. Welcome to another Geek Culture Congress, ladies and gentlemen. I am one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by the very famous and talented Mr. Tarek Lewis.
Tarek. That is I.
Yes, yes. And later on, of course, we'll be accompanied by Joey Franchise, so he could chime in on what we're talking about today.
Who knows?
Here in, we don't know exactly when he's going to show up, but it's okay. That is the life of famous people, right? Yeah, you know. This week is what I love to call, I know you called it, and I kind of stole it, but I put it right away on Geek Culture Congress. It was so great. It was who ain't going to make it week.
Yeah, who ain't going to make it week.
And then I have more introspective thinking. I decided to call it hashtag mum.
Hashtag mum?
Hashtag M-U-M. Multi-Universe Massacre Week.
Multi-Universe, okay.
Because, of course, we have Avengers Endgame this weekend that we are super excited about. And then we have Episode 3 of Season 8 of Game of Thrones, which is what we're going to talk about mostly today. We're going to talk mostly about Game of Thrones today.
Is it titled The Battle of Winterfell?
I don't know if it's going to be titled that.
Yeah.
It's still, and when I try and look at HBO and I try to look at the title, it's still blank.
Still
it just
blank?
Says
okay.
Episode 3.
Yeah.
So I'm just assuming that that's what it's going to be titled, Battle of Winterfell, and we're just going to run with that. for the sake of this show, we're just going to run with that. So, so excited. We finally get the big clash, the big battle that we've been waiting for. They've been setting this up for 2 episodes now.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, almost like they're kind of setting up all these emotional, attachments to these characters for us.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's going to be like a massacre, like Walking Dead massacre, like.
And that's tough for you, Speedy, because I know you don't feel things.
It's tough. It is. But, I'll feel bad when Lady Mormont, kicks a bucket, gets her.
You're predicting that already.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, definitely.
She's definitely gone.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, let's face it, ladies and gentlemen. If you assume that less than half of Winterfell is going to survive, I got bad news for you.
I'm just trying to figure out your math.
If you think less than half of Winterfell is going to survive, I got bad news for you.
Less than half could be one. You think more than half.
More than half is gone. It's going to be a massacre. What do you say, Tarek?
So do you think, your question is, do you think that if you think that more than half of Winterfell survives?
No, I think more than half of Winterfell is gone. That's it. Like it's
right.
Heads are rolling. What I mean?
No. No, it won't be. It won't be. You know how large their army is?
Yeah.
It won't be more than half.
Oh, man.
It won't be more than half. Because they got to have some kind of, unless they, because that's predictable.
That's
I don't
true.
Think it'll be more than half, because that's predictable.
Well, first off, let's get into the 2 episodes, right? We're going to spoil them, ladies and gentlemen. So if you haven't caught up on your Game of Thrones yet, this is probably not the show for you. We got a whole bunch of episodes for you to watch. Check out the video feed on Facebook or check out the feed on the podcast, okay? Because we're going to get into more Game of Thrones right now, some deep stuff Game of Thrones right now.
Indeed.
So episode 1, of course, we had the throwback to the first season episode of King Baratheon appearing at Winterfell's kind of throwback at Jon Snow and Daenerys
homage,
there. Yeah, homage,
will.
As you, if you will. Yes. And I liked it. You felt that, like that. Oh, man, it's cool. What's going to happen? Like when these characters are going to meet and, Sansa and Daenerys meet for the first time. And it wasn't too.
Team side eye. That's side eye game.
I feel like that's like typical female stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the views of Speedy Lewis.
At least the females in my life. No, I'm just kidding.
Speedy not the views of everyone on the show. Everyone else on the show wants to have a career in Hollywood. Speedy doesn't
care. What was your favorite part of episode 1?
Episode 1, what was my favorite part? Clearly my favorite part was when, speaking of Danny and Sansa meeting, was when they were like kind of sizing each other up.
Yeah.
Bran was like, we don't have time for this.
He's like, let's move on. We didn't move the plot going, okay, guys? Come on.
Like, I'm telling you, I told people he was like an old black grandmother. Y'all get around from there talking all that mess and getting there and do some work. Now, I done told you the Night King coming. I done told y'all.
I done told y'all.
He was not with it. He was that was my favorite part.
I know you lost a dragon, okay?
Yeah.
That was, like, let's not mess around today, all right? Let's get to the nitty-gritty.
Early in it, too. And that was, like, very, that was so satisfying. Was like,
when that happened, I was like, damn, okay.
Yeah. That was dope.
What else?
I also really enjoyed, this is the first episode, right? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, this is definitely the first episode. I really enjoyed, It's kind of sad to say it, morbid. I really enjoy Danny telling Sam that, yeah, I killed your father and your and your brother too. I don't know why I found that. I don't know why I found that funny.
I kind of felt bad, man. I was like, oh man, that sucks.
Man, listen, he was like, well, you know, Dad, he was, hey, you know, at least my brother. She's like, well, your brother took that L too. He was kind of like,
okay.
Well, I know something about you.
Yeah,
not going to say it. I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
He went straight to John. John, mm-hmm. Is he here, man? Mm-hmm.
I like that. They just like focus. I like that. Just that part where they focused on his face as his buddy was telling him.
Yeah.
You know, that he was a Targaryen, technically. Or he was, technically, he's the king of the seven realms.
Yeah.
Seven kingdoms.
Yeah.
And just his face just like contorted, just like.
Yeah, it's like when somebody, Speedy, don't do that. That was unnecessary. I don't know why. I don't ever want you to ever do that again.
But it was funny though. His face is like, and they were just focusing on the face like that with the camera. Mm-hmm. Like this.
That's the face you have when you stole something from your job. Like, listen, man, were you in the supply closet the other day? Huh? We got you on tape stealing pens. What day was it now? He didn't know what to do.
Man, that was funny though. I mean, it was interesting. I'm not funny, haha, but funny, interesting.
Yeah. I really enjoyed. What was your favorite moment of episode one? Was that one of them?
I like that one. I did like, what did I like the best? I like the reunion with, Tyrion and Sansa. That was interesting. And Sansa's also like, you did what? Dude, you believe Cersei did what? Like, are you dumb?
Yeah.
Like, did these seven seasons happen? You know, were you not paying attention?
Listen, Bran was the old black grandmother. Mm-hmm. Sansa was the judgmental aunt.
Yeah.
Sansa was Vanessa Williams in Soul Food. She was like, she's the aunt that makes the money. Mm-hmm. And has a right to judge the rest of the family.
Yeah. Well, what about John riding the dragon? If that doesn't give it away that he's some kind of Targaryen, you know, I mean, hello.
I guess she didn't get that.
Yeah.
She didn't get that.
She's in love. It's like girls in love.
You know.
She's in love with her nephew.
You ever dated a woman with a pit bull?
Dated your niece?
No, Speedy, I have
or
not.
Your cousin or your aunt? Sorry, should I say?
Well, see, Speedy, I was going the animal route.
Ah, okay, sorry, animal route.
Man, you really turning this show around. You're on one.
We're talking about again, adult shows, Game of Thrones, ladies and gentlemen.
Speedy, okay, so. Are not the views of nieces are off limits. Matter of fact, my niece is off limit. Mm. My cousin is off limit. Anybody in your family?
But what if you don't know? You know, like what if like you like you know you hook up. With a cousin, you know.
Yeah, I like to do ancestry on the first date.
I need that DNA swab.
Can
please?
We get some garlic biscuits? And I'm going to swab her inside of her mouth. Yeah, but I thought it was a great episode. I know some people were complaining. Some people were like, action to start off with.
I loved
seeing everybody meet up again.
I think what it is, they're getting into out of the narrative. Most of the narrative out of the way, mm-hmm. so they can get to the action. Yeah. Give us a lot of action, because supposedly episode 3 it took more than 60 days to film.
Oh, supposedly, okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So that's the rumor. Yeah. I think there's gonna be as soon as episode 3 ends, I think they're gonna have like the making of Game of Thrones. Yeah. They're gonna show how actually they made the battle and everything.
There's gonna be a lot of people in that episode. I'm pretty sure I'm in it, and I'm not positive.
You might be. Just, we check your page there, your actor page.
You're just going to scroll just by. I'm going to be in the snow with a churro. Is that Tarek Lewis?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, Tarek Lewis is an actor and he's available, you know? So if you need
I'm available.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, just contact me, Speedy Jr. I'm one of his agents.
You're going to have me on Cheaters. Did you know who you were talking to when you were talking to him on the phone?
Episode two now was more narrative. Oh. I know people were complaining.
I loved episode two.
Yeah, I liked episode two as well. What was your favorite part of episode two?
Man, you know, I've watched this. So we're recording this on Wednesday. I've watched this episode maybe about 5-6 times.
Wow.
Since then.
I expect you to do all the in-depth now, okay? Go ahead. Episode two. Give it to me all.
My favorite moment probably was the reunion of the Night's Watch. Where
that was dope.
Ed, Sam, and Ghost was there. That was just funny. It was just good to see. I really enjoyed the last night out, whatever, they're all in there having drinks.
Yeah, the drinks. And then Podrick goes into song.
Yeah.
That was like the most unexpected thing that just happened there. And I just started laughing. I was like,
I thought Tormund was going to sing. I was like, Tormund's going to sing some crazy song. Listen, I'm going to tell you something that got to me, though.
Yeah.
That episode, when they knighted Brienne.
Yeah. Shed a little tear.
I was like, because she deserves it, though. That's why they're doing
this.
Just
a little misty eye. One eye.
She don't deserve it. You're going to tell me in my face she don't deserve it, man.
She does deserve it. Yeah, she
deserves
does.
It, man.
But that means, you know, I don't think she's going to survive the next. She got that Walking Dead send off right there, buddy. She's gone. Episode three.
I don't think so. I think Brienne.
You know, in the novel, she gets killed by the evil version of.
Well, we don't know
Catelyn
if she's
Stark
dead.
In the novel.
We don't know if she's dead in the novel.
Oh, really?
No,
they're not?
We're not.
I mean,
sure
we just assumed
did.
That, right?
I guess.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
You spoil the novel.
If you're not in it by now, you ain't going to be in it. It's
that
right.
That was a dope moment. Yeah, that whole dinner scene. I would say the Battle of the Bastards is probably my favorite episode.
Yeah.
But that was a very good episode. That's a very solid episode. It's like a lot of entertainment value. But it got a little weird.
Yeah.
With Arya and Gendry.
Yes.
I did not enjoy
that. They had their
that.
Sexy time moment.
I did not enjoy that.
No? I was kind of like, oh, wait a second. Is she kind of young? But I was like, wait, no, I guess she's kind of old. So I'll look.
Dude, once you ask those questions, when you find yourself asking said questions, you got to back out, man. You got to throw the towel in.
You know, she was full woman. You know?
Man, it's just, you know.
You know? I don't know how to keep it more PG-13 than I have already.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty PG-13. It's just, oh, that was tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was tough. I was like, ugh.
Hey, he was down, man.
Oh, he was definitely down. Oh, yeah, he was all aboard. He was all aboard. You know,
no.
That was a tough one.
I think, you know, he might have felt the pressure. Like, man, if I don't do this, she might have my face.
Yeah, he did like every dude did. He lied about his numbers.
Yeah.
He was like, what was that? What will impress her?
Four, three? Her. What did he say? I forgot.
He was like six.
Six.
Like six.
Oh, wow.
What will impress her but not scare her off? Six? Six seems solid, right? My age? Six?
What else? What else happened memorable in season two? I mean, episode two, sorry. Yes, we had the big revelation that John gave Daenerys the news in the crypt. And then we had the focus on her face this time instead of his face.
It looked like she said, run that back, but I'm not positive. I could have sworn she leaned in and said, run that back real quick. I'm trying to get a scope. When you telling me, you going to sit here and tell me that you're my nephew. That's what you're trying to say. And that you got, okay. Mm-mm. Horn comes. She's like, you better be glad that horn came. Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to be on fire, literally.
Listen. John is just the dumbest person in the world, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have kept that card in my pocket.
I would have. You know what? My theory on why he had to tell her. Mm. She's sitting there in the crypt,
he's
looking
at
the statue of his mom.
Supposed to be his mom, yeah.
And in the first episode, when they're about to go to of the whole thing,
right?
When they're about to go, he's about to go to the Night's Watch, and Ned's about to go to King's Landing.
Yeah,
he's like, I'll tell you about your mom next time we see each other.
Yeah.
That had to hit him. He had to be sitting there, and she was talking about Rhaegar. They say he was nice, but then he raped her and said he used to sing, but then he just seduced her and took advantage of her.
He's and he probably was like, nah.
Look here. So here's the thing. I like the fact that he called her Danny when he did it, too. He was like, I'm comfortable with this decision.
Oh, man. I don't know, man. I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, I like the conversation that Sansa had with Daenerys.
And yeah, she was just that, like, was dope. That was dope.
She was like,
well, since we know you hate women now, I'm really surprised that you like that.
No, I don't hate women. That's not true. It's not true. I like Sansa's, like, what's up? So what's up with the North, you know?
Yeah.
When we're done, what's up with the North, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if we ain't coming to agreement, you know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This ain't working for me. It's kind of like, the person like, where my money? My money?
It's like, yeah, they're like, yeah, man, if you give me $100, I'll put it into this investment. And then, you know, then it just matures from there.
Yeah.
When I get my 100 back, though. Well, you got to let them, nah, I'm not letting you take my 100 back.
Mm. There were some other things that happened in episode one, too. I forgot a little. They went to Cersei, to King's Landing. They gave Cersei the news that the White Walkers were marching on Winterfell. And she was like,
good.
Cool.
What a jerk. God,
she was like,
such
dope.
A jerk move. Oh, my God. And she makes me hate wine. Just the way she sips it is just so smug.
Yeah.
It's also like, you know.
That actress is just really good.
Yeah.
You know, she was good. I think she was Sarah Connor, like in the
Terminator series. Yeah, she was.
And she was good in that. And I don't know what other shows. I just can't remember what other shows that she was in.
Yeah,
but
I think everybody British has been in love, actually, but I'm not positive.
In Game of Thrones, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
And also in Walking Dead, too.
Australian.
Yeah.
Walking Dead does the Aussie.
Yeah. Cool.
Those are the Aussies. That was a good moment. Euron finally got the draws.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Respect due to him, you know. When he cost him a bunch of ships and some time.
But. And his captor. You know,
Theon, in both episodes, Theon, you know, Theon represented, man.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he might be my favorite eunuch. I don't know. Grey Worm's up there. I think it's ironic that his name is Grey Worm.
Like, a shortage of that in the Seven Kingdoms, huh? It's a lot of eunuchs.
Yeah, they're just running around there. It's a pandemic.
They're just taking them off.
This is a pandemic, yeah.
I liked his part when he was like, he comes back after he rescues his sister, and he tells her, "Listen, I'm gonna go back." And he's like, "You want to fight for Winterfell? You go ahead." And her sister lets her.
Yeah.
And he shows up in episode two, and he's like, "Bran has the idea to be the bait for the Night King, which I don't think is even gonna be there, but we'll get to that in a minute."
Yeah.
But Bran says he's gonna be the bait. And Theon, they were like, "Oh, so who's going to be with you?" And Theon, you know, said, "I'll do it." You know,
yeah. I would, if I were Bran, I'd be like, "I understand what you're trying to do."
He sees everything, right?
Can I get like Tormund or somebody, dog?
Does a three-eyed raven see the future?
I don't believe he sees the future,
or he sees possibilities.
I don't believe he even sees possibilities. Hmm. I just think he sees everything that's ever happened and everything that's happening now.
Hmm.
I don't think he sees the future.
So you think he's going to do some three-eyed raven magic in the Battle of Winterfell or what? He's gonna
My
turn
prediction
some...
has always been that he's going to take over a dragon.
Yeah?
Now, that was before I knew about the Ice Dragon.
Mm.
It would be interesting. I don't know if he can take the dead over. You know what I mean?
Well, and I don't see why not. Them. I think, wasn't that, what did he do last time? He took when the other white Wembra that was the free folk guy that was like him. There was a free folk guy that was like him in other episodes that Jon Snow killed.
Yeah.
Remember that he went into like a crow or something? Or a bird.
Go into a crow. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He can go into he can go into living things,
mm-hmm.
but these things are dead, so I don't know if he can go into them. Mm. You know, but I think he's going to take over a dragon at some point. Because remember, one of the prophecies was like the three-eyed raven told him, like, oh, you're not ever going to walk, but you'll fly. Now, you might have been just talking about Bran being a damn canary at some point. But
that's not going to work, guys. It's not going to work. Like, yeah. Oops.
Yeah.
And then battle's over. Everybody's dead. Yeah. So, predictions.
Man.
For the Battle of Winterfell.
This is tough to predict.
Before we go, before we wrap up the show.
I think we're definitely... I'm about 90% sure we're going to see the death of Beric Dondarrion.
Yeah, he's got to go. Well, yeah. Sorry, I'll ruin the novel again for you. He's dead in the novel right away too.
Well, so
he's another borrowed character.
Yeah, they're clearly not going along with that anymore because I don't think Stannis is not even dead in the books yet.
Really?
No, he's still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I need to go back and read those things.
Yeah, Stannis is still alive in the book. There's two Aryas, you know, it's all crazy. It's crazy in the book.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
He's going down. I think Tormund comes out of this okay. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I think little Lyanna Mormont, I think she catches an L.
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to fight in the front.
Yeah.
I've been training. Like, no, that's why in boxing there's weight classes. Yeah.
Now, I do think she's going to have some pretty badass moments, though.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's going to have some pretty tough moments.
That's cool.
Now, Jorah, I would say, was going to die. Mm-hmm. Man, they just gave him that sword.
I know, they just gave him that cool sword now.
It doesn't make sense for him to go now.
Yeah.
Ed is done. He can wrap it up.
Yeah, you think so? The Night's Watch guy, the Lord Commander?
Yeah, I was talking about Ed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he can wrap it up. He can wrap it up. Sam and John and all them get out of this okay.
Maybe.
I would think...
I'd say maybe half the people that are in the crypt right now are gone.
Yeah, they can wrap it up too.
Because hello, dead people, raises the dead, crypt.
But you know,
put two together.
I don't know if you've ever been in a crypt. You just don't get out of those. There's large, heavy stone blocks.
Well, if they close them, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're probably like, yeah, we're going to close this and you'll be safe. If we lose, don't worry, no one's going to kill you. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, over each thing. I don't know, we'll see.
Well.
Yeah, they're not like just out. Not like just bones. You remember Ned has no head.
I don't think that's gonna stop him.
Yeah, he's not gonna.
It's
have
magical,
a head.
not Walking Dead.
Well, they're
biological.
Not gonna put the head back on him. You know what I'm saying? He won't even be.
Maybe
able
he'll
to
walk around with it. So like I'm not
worried. I think that this is where Lady Stoneheart's gonna come.
I think they're gonna do a little throw to it.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be Lady Stoneheart in this one. Yeah,
I think a little throw to it. I think it's gonna be cool.
I don't know, man. I'm just looking forward to the battle. Portion. Oh, I think Jamie's going to represent.
You think so?
I think Jamie's going to.
But he admitted, like, he's like, he's not the same fighter anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'm being honest with you, Speedy. I feel like I could fight about two or three dead people. You know what I mean? They are dead. Like, I could, you know.
Yeah?
I could fight one corpse.
Yeah?
You know? I got a little bit of hand skills.
Oh, man.
Fight one or two corpses. I don't know. It's
going to be bad. It's going to be a bad time for everybody who wants to fall right now. But. Yeah. My prediction is this. Definitely, a lot of people in the crypt are going down, and they need to get out right now. If I could send a raven to Winterfell, that would be the raven. Get out of the crypt.
Get out now.
Yeah. But we can't do that. So, my prediction is this. I predict Night King isn't even there.
I could definitely see that.
Because I think he's doing a bait and switch.
Well, I saw this little breakdown video, and they made a great point. They said that in the...
You cheating on us? What other podcasts? What's up, man? Are you doing show prep?
It happened. It just happened to come up as I was watching Damian
doing show
Lillard
prep.
Drain
show
the three.
Prep,
yeah,
right?
Show prep,
show
yeah.
Prep?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, they're talking about the predictions.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, like Danny's vision in the house and Brienne's visions. And it's always that dragon flying over King's Landing. It's always one dragon.
Right.
Now, that could happen later on. That could happen later on. That could have been the dragon when they went to go visit the first time around.
Yeah.
But I think he's definitely going to pull the bait and switch on him.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be waiting for him.
I think, honestly, I think he's going King's Landing, baby.
Yeah. Somebody made a point. They said he's going to destroy the Citadel. That way, he'll destroy all the history because they have all those
books. The Citadel close to?
Citadel is not. It's in between... Winterfell.
I don't got like a map of the Seven Kingdoms right now.
It's like in between Winterfell and King's Landing.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, so it's like a middle.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's one theory. It's just a lot. It's really exciting, man. You know, then I'm curious to see if Hawkeye survives Winterfell, and also to see if Vision comes back.
Well, talking about
Rise
that,
of Dragon.
You know, in remembrance of hashtag Mum Week weekend, okay, multi-universe massacre weekend, okay, aka who ain't gonna make it?
You ain't gonna make it.
Who is catching the highest body count? Is what I have on Facebook right now, and also on the Twitter on the Geek Culture Congress. I got it on my personal stuff too as well. Who's catching the highest body count this weekend? Thanos or the Night King? And now I'm talking not their minions taking out people. I'm talking about physically Thanos and physically the Night King taking out main or sub characters.
Well,
this weekend only.
Here's why it's a trick question.
All right.
Because some people Thanos killed are going to come back.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for this show, yeah. But he might make it permanent.
And then he's going to... I'm thinking Thanos is going to kill about three people.
You think so?
He's going to personally...
Three-person body count for Thanos this weekend?
I think Thanos is going to kill personally about three people. If you count... Are you counting the Ice Dragon as a minion? Because he ain't coming off that dragon.
I say if he uses... If he uses the Ice Dragon... He's on the Ice Dragon and he uses it as... It's his
as his weapon.
As his weapon, then yes, that's part of his body count.
He's going to have a higher body count.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's going to have a higher
body count. Well, if he's even, you know, if we stick to the theory that he's actually even there.
He's on that dragon, he's going to have a pretty high body count.
Yeah.
We haven't seen him fight yet.
That's true.
What if he doesn't have a hand?
Well, he threw one thing and killed the dragon.
He threw the hell out of this. He reared back. I could have sworn I heard his coach yelling at him.
Episode as all fire was coming. I was like, oh,
yeah,
damn.
I
was like, is the dragon gonna blow up like a nuclear bomb or something?
Man.
Like, I never seen this before. God. And then the blood, and after the fire was the blood. I was like, oh, damn, yeah. That's tough. He took a hell.
He threw that spear. I don't know if anybody ever saw Troy, but Achilles used to be able to throw a spear. He threw it like that.
Wow.
Damn.
So. Definitely. The consensus seems to be the Night King's taking the body count this weekend.
Night King's definitely
going to take the body count. Yeah. But,
Thanos is a poet at heart.
You know, yeah. You know, I think he does it when he has to, you know?
Yeah.
Right? I think he might be a little pissed off, you know, at this juncture.
Yeah.
You know, he thought he got the W and now these guys are coming through back and forth through time.
Yeah.
Or whatever the hell they're doing.
You know what I'm saying about Thanos? Thanos' armor is janky, isn't it?
It does.
It does not look good.
It does.
Yeah, he's wearing Wonder Woman's armor.
Well, you know, I want to say that they should have left it like that.
It's going to sound like you hate women again.
No, it's not. I wish they would have just left him like that without the armor. I think that look is cool.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The look from Infinity War was cool.
Yeah. I like him.
But I get it. In the first part of the movie when he was giving Hulk the L. You know, Hulk was catching hands and he had the armor on then, you know, but I get it. He uses the armor when he doesn't have the power of all the gems or whatever.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. You know, we'll see what happens. I could say right now is that Infinity War is killing it.
I don't think it's going to make a lot of money. I don't know. I'm not feeling good about it.
It's like running 24 hours. And almost
tough,
all this, like, it's a blackout of everything else in the movie theater. I feel sorry for somebody who got a movie out this weekend.
This is a great time to come out with a romantic comedy.
Because yeah,
there's somebody out
different.
There who's like, oh, I'm so sick of this stuff. I want to go see a foreign film.
Oh, man, but the rave reviews, like, it's the best thing. It's the,
we'll speed I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. The reviews are pretty solid, man.
Yeah.
The non-spoiler ones, because, you know, trying not to spoil it for myself.
When are you going to go see it? Review?
No, I did not. The one who likes to spoil it is Joey, who completely missed the show today, which is all good.
Joey's probably got three threads on Reddit right now. Seven different theories.
Yeah.
I think Joey works in Marvel Studios.
You think
and that's
so?
Why he's not here.
He's got an
in,
man. He's got an in. He's got a... He's got it in there.
Joey knows stuff that he should know. You know what I mean? Sometimes he knows what I'm going to do.
Yeah. That's not good.
Yeah. He's like, Saturday, I feel like you're going to do this, and I end up doing it. Get me off your Reddit post, Joey. Get my life off your Reddit post.
Hopefully, Joey Franchise will be back with us next week. Go see Avengers this weekend. Go watch. Catch up on your Game of Thrones and be ready for this Sunday.
Yo, I don't know when we're doing the show next week. We're spoiling.
Yeah, we're spoiling.
I'm telling you right now.
If it's an Avengers show next week, we're going in, okay?
Yeah.
So if you ain't about that life, after Monday, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to block this show.
Yeah.
until the, you know, the following week. Don't block us, please. Actually, give us a 5-star rating, please, on Facebook, if you can. We really need everyone to who loves the show, give us a rating on Facebook so we have more visibility.
That would be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice when, you know, people are looking for podcasts on Facebook. And also, if you're listening to the audio version of this on Spotify or on iTunes or on Google Play or wherever you're listening to it on, please just give us a 5-star review if you love us. If you don't, you know what? Put it wherever you want, too. It's something.
Yeah.
No. We appreciate any criticism that you have. Okay? How about that? So, Tarek, when are you going to go see it?
I'm going to go see it Friday.
I'm going to see it Thursday, 8:15.
8:15.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm shutting my phone off. I knew you didn't want to spoil so bad.
I'm going
to
send...
I'm not even going to talk to you the next day. I know you're going to do it.
You know I'm going to walk to your office, right?
I mean, there's some things. You know, the thing with Captain Marvel, I already know what you're going to do, man.
You know I'm going to walk to your office, right?
Yeah, you blocked. I'm blocking you on Facebook, and you being blocked in person.
I won't do that to you, man. I promise.
Okay.
All right, I promise. Cross me.
All right.
Tarek, let them know where they could find you and what you got going on.
My name is Tarek on Instagram and Twitter. Just keep tuned to my YouTube page.
Yes, you got videos up and little short stories and short movies. Ladies and gentlemen, he's got a movie coming out. He likes to be humble, but he's really got a movie coming out.
I do,
and he was really funny in it. I got to see the preview of it, and you know. Stay tuned for that. It'll be on his socials when it's an official release.
Absolutely, yeah.
Of course, for me, you can follow my Nocturnal Life as a DJ at DJ Speedy JR, and follow all the socials of Geek Culture Congress. The Facebook page, which is this one that you're watching right now, go like it. Give us a like. Share it. Share it to your friends. We need more followers. Help us.
Oh, God, desperation. I'm not
built
for that.
I'm just kidding. No, help. If you like us, give us a, you know, a share or a like, please. Okay. And of course, on Instagram, you can follow us too. Geek Culture Congress. Speedy and Tarek signing off until next week.
Until next time.
End game will pass and the battle of Winterfell.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.